Very happy to once again have the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices yet again for our monthly conversation. Dr. Sales Adams, good to see you. Good to talk with you as always. Let's get right into things. Since the last time we talked, you have added a bit more to your title aside from superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. You were named the 2026 Minnesota Superintendent of the Year. I wish I had a round of applause sound effect for you. Congratulations. That's awesome news. Tell us a little bit about the award and what it means for you.
Well, first of all, hi, Manny. It's good to see you, and thank you so much. So this is an incredible honor. Very excited. And it's actually a state honor. So it's coming from the Minnesota Association of School Administrators. So every year they have this award. It's been in place for 38 years. And the winner of each state then has an opportunity to move forward to the national convention. It's the Association, the American Association of School Administrators. So that will take place in February. Not sure what will happen there. But one thing I'm super excited about, this is really an honor for the whole district, the community, our staff, our students, our teachers, our parents. It's really a reflection of the positive momentum that's happening in the district. I am excited to share, though, that out of the 38-year history, I am the 8th woman to receive this honor. And this is the second time in Minneapolis Public Schools history that our district superintendent has received the award. So I'm actually following in the esteemed footsteps of Dr. Carol Johnson Dean. When she was a superintendent here, she was Carol Johnson, and Dr. Johnson Dean was awarded Superintendent of the Year in 2002. So it's just a big deal, super excited, very humble, and loving it for the district.
Well, we are lucky to have you leading the way for us here at MPS, and it's just such an incredible honor. Congratulations again to you. And I know it's just a sign of things to come, of great things happening here at MPS in the near future. And some other good news to talk about and share. We have a tentative contract reach with the Minneapolis Federation of Educators. Talk a little bit about that. And I know it was a lot of hard work, a lot of long conversations in getting that done. But just talk a little bit about getting that done and how awesome that is.
Yeah, so I'll start with we can do good things together, and that's what happened. So I'm really proud to say that the teachers union and the district bargaining teams were able to come together and find agreement. I'm super confident that this two-year contract represents us doing our very best on behalf of our students and staff while being responsible financial stewards. So everyone's excited, a breath of fresh air in the district, and we're moving forward together.
Wonderful, wonderful. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, is our guest. Just to remind our listening audience here on MPS Voices, and we thank everybody for watching this on YouTube, on our YouTube channel as well. So chess is also a big part of Minneapolis Public Schools, and why don't you share with our listeners and viewers a little bit about the Check It Out district-wide chess tournament that happened over the past weekend.
Yeah, so the Check Out Chess Tournament is K-12, and it happened at Green Central Dual Language Elementary School last Saturday. What I learned is that we have capacity for about 250 students to participate. We had 280 students apply. We were sad that we couldn't get everybody in, but there's a capacity piece, but we had about 255 students. And we figured that they played around 1,000 games of chess. So I had a chance to go and watch last year, and the students are really serious about playing chess, about learning, but they're having fun. Parents kind of stand around so they can see their children engaged. Then there's lunch, and they go back to playing chess, and they keep score. But in the K through third grade team competition category, Armitage won. And for Team Justice, which is our fourth through sixth grade competition, they won. And then Washburn finished first in the 7th through 12th grade team competition. We do hold Check It Out Chess in the fall and in the winter. So the next time it happens this winter, it will be over at North High School.
Wonderful. Right next door to Jazz 88. That should be
next door.
That should be a good time. Looking forward to that. Congratulations also goes out to a couple of cross-country teams in the district who did very well in the state meet recently. Why don't you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so if you saw Mayor Jacob Fry working out with the cross-country runners from Southwest earlier this month, he's not joining the team, but he was getting a run in with our students before declaring November 6th Southwest High School Cross Country Day in Minneapolis. We did have an opportunity to recognize and honor our cross country team, and they just had big smiles, but a really huge, plaque. It was almost big as the girls. But the honor comes after the Southwest Girls Cross Country team raced to their very first ever title at the Minnesota State High School League AA Cross Country State Meet. And meanwhile, in addition, the boys class AAA state meet, the team from Washburn notched a fourth place finish. And then I want to give a special congratulations to the North High Polars for having an outstanding season, 11-0. They played in the semifinalists at the U.S. Bank Stadium this past weekend. And although they didn't advance, they had an incredible season and we're proud of all of our student athletes.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations to both of those cross-country teams, Southwest Girls and Washburn Boys. And, of course, congratulations to Coach Adams and the North Polar football team on another wonderful season. Congratulations to everybody from the fall season and their accomplishments. A couple more items for Dr. Lisa Sales-Adams, superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. Dr. Sales-Adams, this week is also American Indian Family Involvement and Awareness Week. Why don't you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we are celebrating American Indian Family Involvement and Awareness Week this week through November 21st, which is tomorrow. And we also know that when our students do better in school, it's always attributed to their families being involved. So this is just a special recommendation and request to have our caregivers get involved and join APAC. And that stands for our American Indian Parent Advisory Council. It's a way for families to come together, to learn about the district, to share expertise. And the next time that APAC meets will be December 18th, so you are welcome. And then just wanted to share a little bit more, just staying tuned for upcoming community meetings on the budget and school transformation. So we're very busy in Minneapolis, continue to move forward and experiencing progress. But as we begin the budget process for next year, and doing some long-range planning, I do invite our community to keep an eye out for engagement sessions across the city in the coming weeks and months. So you're encouraged to go to our website, which is mpsschools.org, for dates and times and other locations.
Last thing for you, some other dates to remember coming up over the next couple of weeks on the MPS calendar. What can you tell us?
So the enrollment window is currently open, so please visit exploremps.org to learn about the school options available to your family and apply by February 9th to get the best chance of getting into your top choice. And then National Education Support Professionals Day is November 19th, so it's already happened, but we want to give a heartfelt thank you to our hardworking ESPs. And then we are celebrating Native American Heritage Day on Friday, November 28th. And then, of course, Thanksgiving break is November 26th to the 28th. And I hope that you and all of our listeners enjoy time with their family. And one thing to note, school will resume on December 1st. So we want to make sure that everyone is rested. They've had a good time, but they come back to us on December 1st.
Well, I can tell you, I'm very thankful for these conversations that you and I have every month. It's always a joy. So much wonderful things happening at Minneapolis Public Schools. And I hope you're able to enjoy your Thanksgiving break as well, Dr. Sales-Adams, and we appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Manny.